I was having a conversation with a guy on Instagram called Charlie when I had a realization that is one of the things that is holding so many people back from achieving a life that could be utterly outstanding. And what that realization was is what I'm going to share with you in this episode of Impact School Today. So hello, if you are new here, my name is Lauren Tickner. I'm the founder and CEO of Impact School, and this is Impact School's podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to provide you with the tools, the strategies, and the timeless frameworks that are going to help you build a truly successful and life-changing online business. So we're all about online business, changing people's lives, and allowing you to create freedom and fulfillment in your life. Now, today's episode is more of a mindset topic. However, it's not a mindset topic where we're going to be speaking about basic mindset things. This is something that I don't think you have probably ever thought about before. And there are two topics kind of combined into one: complacency and normalization. So what do I mean by that? Well, firstly, complacency is where you just get a little bit lazy. It's where you start to kick back and relax because things are going swimmingly. And then what I mean by normalization isn't that thing that you probably learned about in maths if you did it at university or whatever, but in my 1 year of university before I dropped out. Normalization in this case is whereby I am going to be talking about basically having a thermostat for your life and ensuring that the thermostat is set at a level whereby it's constantly pushing you up. So I'm going to dive into this topic on today's episode and just explain a little bit of a story as to why my conversation with Charlie made me start thinking. So I just want to make sure that while you're listening to this podcast, you don't just passively listen. I really want you to think about some areas of your life where maybe you have become a little bit complacent, where you've become a little bit lazy, or maybe where you're surrounding yourself with other people whose version of normal is pretty basic. So that is essentially pulling your thermostat down. And so, yeah, please just tune in, please listen, and I would love to know your one golden nugget takeaway from this episode. So you can send that to me via a message on LinkedIn. My name on LinkedIn is just my name, Lauren Tickner, or on Instagram, it's Lauren Tickner as well, LaurenTickner. And if you have anyone that you know would find this valuable, who really wants to be successful and do well, this is something that I think is going to be a different topic than what you typically hear on podcasts. Because something which I do a lot, which many people don't, is thinking about how I'm thinking. And that's something that many people forget to do. So I recently listened to an audiobook through a guy called Keith Cunningham. If you've heard of Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, I'll leave both of these linked in the show notes. Well, Rich Dad Poor Dad is all about how Robert learned from a rich dad, quote unquote. And the guy who is actually the rich dad in real life is Keith Cunningham. So in his book, Keith Cunningham talks about how every single day for the past 30 years or so, he spent 45 minutes where he takes a problem. So let's just say it could be the problem that, I don't know, is that he and his wife are arguing. And then he literally just closes his eyes for 45 minutes. He sets a timer and he thinks about the problem. And he said that out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these thinking sessions that he's done, he's never walked away and come away with an amazing answer. So he does this with personal problems, he does it with business problems, he does it with every single problem, and he always finds an amazing solution. So this episode today is going to help you think about how you're thinking, and that's really what separates the 1% from the 99%, okay? The people who do super well, they think about how they think. It's called metacognition. And it will really change the game for you. And it's something that I'm really into. So again, if you haven't hit subscribe on Impact School's podcast, please be sure to do so. Now let's get into today's episode. Anyway, Charlie and I were having a conversation and I said, Charlie, what are your goals right now for your business? And what he said back to me kind of took me by surprise. He said, I don't really have any goals right now. And I was like, what? What do you mean by that? And so as we got chatting, essentially he said that he had hit six figures through his online consulting company, whereby he helps gym owners get more leads, right? And so he'd hit six figures and then he had got complacent. Now, one thing that he said to me during our conversation was how he was currently traveling and he was into railing, which is whereby you go to Europe and you just take trains all around Europe. Now, because he said that to me, I kind of figured that he was pretty young, right? He was probably under the age of 23, because that's something that people under that sort of age do. A bunch of my friends did it after they finished their school, when we were all 18 years old. And so with that, I was like, okay, so he's probably maybe in his late teens, very early 20s, similar age to me, just finished school, maybe uni or whatever, and he's into railing and he's hit six figures in his business. It sounds to me like he has definitely got to a stage where he is doing significantly better than all of his friends. Therefore, he thinks he's super successful when really, yeah, he's doing okay. But for a business owner, you can't ever start to get complacent like that based upon what all the people around you are doing. Because in the grand scheme of things, compared to what you could achieve, you actually suck right now. Okay, so this is one thing. And the reason why I'm saying this so abruptly and so just, you know, forwardly is because you cannot get complacent. I remember when I hit my first six figures, I started to think, wow, I am crushing it. I'm killing it. I'm so much better than everyone else. But that was only because of the people that I was directly surrounding myself with. I then went on a trip to America and I went to a few different masterminds, and there were people who were 3 to 5 years younger than me, you know, in their teenage years, and they were making like six figures every single month. Every single month. And so that was very different to what I was achieving. Now, here's the thing, right? You might be listening to this right now and you're at your early stages. So for you, making six figures is like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. But the thing is, the fact that you think, oh my gosh, that's amazing, what needs to happen is that, okay, first things first is like, you need to be like, okay, I want to get to 5K per month. That's my goal. That's where I'm going to get to. Then you get there. But before you get there, you need to set your goal higher to 10K per month. And then when you get to like 8K, you need to set it to 20K and so on and so forth. Because if you get to 10K and then you're like, yeah, I'm at 10K a month, I'm crushing it, I'm killing it, and you stay there for 6 months flat, here's what happens. You get there, you're 10K, 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 and then slowly it starts to go 9K, 8K, 7K, and it goes down because you get lazy. You let things slide, you let things slip. And that is why you cannot allow yourself to believe that you're crushing it. Now, Ed Milet, who's been on the podcast, talks about living in blissful dissatisfaction, which is where you're never satisfied with where you're at, but you're enjoying every moment, okay? So right now, the stage where I'm at in my business, I am not satisfied where our income is. And I'm talking about income and profit and revenue, whatever, just money. I'm talking about money to essentially signify the token of value, because I believe that money is a byproduct of the value that you put out into the world, okay? And so the reason why I'm just talking about money in this episode rather than anything else is because it's just the easiest way to talk about things, okay? If I was to talk about number of clients, it wouldn't necessarily work because everyone has a different price program. Now, I believe in high ticket coaching and I have a whole entire podcast episode about high ticket coaching and consulting, which you can go listen to. The podcast starts with the word pricing. So make sure to go check out that one after this one. Just add it to your watch next or listen next, whatever they call it here on the podcast app, whichever podcast app you're on. But anyway, so The thing is, I'm talking about money because it's just the easiest way to talk about things. You could, when I'm talking about normalization, you could talk about the fact that you get used to the fact that you have 5 clients a month and you're happy with 5 clients a month. It's easy. They're not annoying clients. And so you just coast on through. So however you want to look at it, it works. Just stick with me here. So I said to Charlie, I was like, Charlie, do you mind if I just ask you a couple of questions? And he was like, yeah, of course. I was like, have you considered, in fact, I'm going to read out exactly what I said to him because it was quite profound. So I said to him, I was like, Charlie, when are you going to realize that your current normality only feels good because it's probably better than your friends? How long is that going to take? And he replied saying, wow, I realized that about 10 seconds after reading that message. Damn. And I was like, eh? And he said, I didn't realize that was the case until you said just that. And I was like, exactly. Because to you, it seems good. Because compared to your friends, compared to your normality, it is better than them. However, it's nothing compared to what you could be. And then Charlie said back, he was like, yeah, it's all in contrast. You're right. If all my friends were hitting 500K plus per year, I'd probably feel quite short about myself. For me, I always actively surround myself with people who are doing significantly better than me. So I recently just paid 15K to a new coach who is gonna coach me because this coach is earning multiple 8 figures per year. Multiple 8, right? And they have an amazing company, a company that's changing people's lives. And they're a really, really good, amazing person as well. And so I love the way that they lead. I love the way that they operate. And I just love everything that they're doing. And so for me, it made sense to join their coaching program so I could surround myself with that type of person. And so I just think that what you need to do right now is you need to assess your reality. Are you, for example, if you are trying to get really fit and healthy, you don't want to go to a gym where you're the fittest person in the gym because everyone else is going to drag you down. The thermostat of the gym is going to force you to get worse, right? Now, same thing goes is if you are in business, if you're doing better than all your friends and they all have mediocre jobs or maybe even terrible jobs, whereas you're starting your own business or you're doing well in your career, what you need to do is you need to surround yourself with people who are going to lift you up and push you further. Now, you don't have to actively be with these people in person, for sure, it helps, but you can start through doing exactly what you're doing now, listening to podcasts and having people in your ears who are higher than you, hiring coaches who are gonna stretch you, push you further. You can listen to, I've already said podcasts, you can watch YouTube videos from people who are crushing it. Another thing that I do is I watch house tours of houses that are worth 40 million, 50 million. Last night I watched one that was worth 195 million in Bel Air. And guess what? That is changing my version of normal. It's helping me realize that my normal is gonna be that. It's gonna be that. And that's exactly how I'm getting used to living. When I travel, I stay in really nice hotels. Even though when I'm booking it, I am absolutely like, what the hell am I putting all this money into? Because it's allowing me to understand that this is my normal. This is how I live. And then I'm going to do everything I can to keep living that way. Okay? So it's not just that though. It's also in every area of your life. It's how you talk to yourself. Don't talk to yourself in a really mean way. Talk to yourself in a nicer way and reward yourself rather than being mean and nasty to yourself, because that will help you realize that that is your normal. And that means that you can live a life where you're genuinely just being kind to yourself, which is so much more enjoyable for you and for everyone. There are so many aspects to this and so many elements. And the next which I want to dive into is really getting back to that complacency aspect. Now, here's the thing. When you're coasting and when things are going right and when things are going okay and you're moving forward, oftentimes you're doing work which is busy work, right? I spoke about this in my podcast with Francesca, a client of mine who came on Impact Schools podcast, who is inside of Impact Schools Academy. And by the way, if you want to get involved in Impact Schools Academy, make sure to go to newonlinecoach.com. That is newonlinecoach.com. And I believe we're currently on a waitlist. Well, if you're listening to this in the future, we might not be. So just go ahead, check it out, and you can see what you need to do. But with that, Francesca, she and I were talking about busy work versus productive work. And Francesca, because she joined the academy, she was given a step-by-step roadmap so that she knew exactly what she needed to do and when. So that meant that she was focusing on important tasks rather than busy work. But the thing is, when you are seeing some level of success, you start doing the busy work. You keep doing the busy work and it feels like it's moving you forward and it feels good and it feels natural and it feels like you're getting stuff done. But you're not actually getting things done. You're just pretty much being a cog in a machine. And the thing is, it sounds really scary to have to hire someone because that's essentially pushing your thermostat higher, right? However, in order to get to a new normal, aka a higher version of you, yourself, and your business, you're going to need to hire people and you're going to need to do that. So it's like getting outside of your comfort zone is so important and realizing that your current situation where you're at right now, it sucks. You have to get uncomfortable with it. And that's something that a lot of people don't talk about because they always say, oh, it's all got to be sunshines and rainbows and blah, 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 blah. No. You need to realize that where you're at right now, if you're not at 10K per month, if you're not at 50K per month, if you're not at 100K, that it is that you want to achieve, right? That seems way further away than what is possible for you. If you're not there yet, it sucks. I'm not at a million a month yet, and that sucks. That absolutely sucks. It hurts me deep down inside, and that keeps me pushing. Because guess what? If I'm at that much per month, oh my goodness me, that just simply is a token, and that is simply a flag and an indication of how many people I'm helping, right? Because again, money is a byproduct of value. So if where you're at right now feels easy, and if it feels nice, and if it feels good, you need to change your goals. You need to change your thermostat. You need to look and audit who you're hanging around with, whose content you're tuning into, who your mentors are, what books you're reading, everything that you're surrounding yourself with. Because if you're totally comfortable with where you're at, then that's great. Like, it is good for that to happen, but you're leaving so much impact, income, and happiness on the line because there's so much more that you can achieve. There's so much more that you can do. There's so much more that you can see. And it's just down to you realizing that the more you believe you can do, the more you will do, the more you will achieve, the more happiness, the more fulfillment, the more freedom you will have. And I know that a lot of people who tune into this podcast are new and just starting out. And that's really when you need to realize that where you're at right now is not a place where you can stay. If you stay there, what's going to happen if you did what you do right now for the rest of your life? Every single day for the rest of your life, what will happen? Because everyone keeps putting things off. You keep putting it off. You keep saying, perhaps, here's an example, right? Literally in April, there are people who were going to join my program, right? I recently just had 7 of them join when they wished they joined in April. This is going out on the 10th of October, 2019. April, so May, June, July, August, September, 6 months. This is 6 months that people waited to do something when they could have been doing it already. And then we have clients like Meg, who's inside of our program, and we have Beck, and we have Dylan. They are all at 7 to 8K per month, and they joined under 4 weeks ago. So just take that as an example. Just times 7, like let's say 7 grand per month times 6. That's around like what, over 40K. So that is 40K that these people lost out on because they were thinking about it, because they didn't understand that their current reality is not okay. So they stayed in their current reality for 6 months, and only after 6 months did they realize that their current reality needed to change. So then they went to newonlinecoach.com and they booked their call, and then they joined, right? And so this is kind of what I'm getting at here, is like, the reason why people delay taking action is because they don't realize the actual urgency of it and how they need it right now. Now, here's the thing, right? When it comes to, maybe you're a fitness coach, or maybe you're a relationship coach. Let's use both of those examples. So with fitness, people often don't realize that they need to change their life until something really, really bad happens. Maybe they have a heart attack and then they realize that they need to lose weight. In a relationship, maybe people don't realize that they need to get out of their relationship until they cheat on someone. And so then they're like, oh my goodness me, I'm doing all of this terrible behavior. And it helps them realize like that's why they need to change their situation. People wait until they get to a rock bottom moment. However, if you realize that every day you're at that rock bottom now, it will force you into changing, okay? So just realize that getting complacent and realize that not doing something about your current reality is causing you to fail. Now, I'm just editing this into the podcast episode because this part here that I'm saying right now wasn't originally in the episode. And it's because I was talking to someone actually on Instagram DMs called Julia. And so Julia and I were talking and I said to her like, okay, so Julia, what are your goals? And she said to me, these were her words. She was like, I want to consistently hit $5,000 per month by the end of January 2020. So that's 3 months. And then she said, by the end of August, I want consistent $10K per month. She said, I want a full-time online business and I want money and financial freedom. And so this was interesting to me. Because to get her income to 10K per month right now seems really hard, and it seems like it's going to take her the whole entire 10 months that she is, you know, making up. However, that is because her current way of looking at her normality, it's very different to where she's at right now. She's not even at 5,000 per month right now. So 10K sounds like it's going to take a long time. However, that isn't the case. The reason why 10,000 sounds like it's going to take a long time and why it seems so far off is because she's not there yet. She hasn't yet normalized herself to that level. So that means that what she needs to do is increase her thermostat to a level where in her head, she feels like 10,000 isn't normal. So let me tell you right now, in my head, 1 million a month is already normal. That's already normal to me. And so that means that when I get there, I'm not going to start self-sabotaging and start getting complacent and start getting lazy. Because by the time that I'm close to that goal, I will have re-normalized my version of what's good for me. So I know that 1 million a month isn't going to take me as long as it's going to take most people, because it's already happened in my head. And so when you can make something happen in your head already before it's already occurred, my goodness me, you're going to be way ahead of everyone else. Now, look, I'm not a really woo, 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 woo person. I believe in strategy and structure. However, I think that in order to be successful with business, two people can have the exact same strategy. One of them can go ahead and change bajillions of people's lives and really make a big impact and a lot of money. And the other person can become a total failure and maybe even get so depressed that they kill themselves, right? The only difference is mindset. And so you need to have control of your mindset. This is why we have a certified mindset coach inside of Impact Schools Academy, because mindset is so important. You literally have a compulsory one-on-one call with this coach every single week. Her name is Cash. She's amazing. But anyways, so with that, what I realized as I was talking to Julia was like, wow, this only seems so hard to Julia because she literally doesn't know what really is possible for her, and she doesn't know what is actually achievable and doable. And so I guess my goal is to help people realize what is possible. 10K per month isn't hard. You know, if you have a 2K offer, that's 5 clients. That's why knowing how to have a really simple business is the most powerful thing that you can do. Today, I was writing my sales copy for my new page for Impact Schools Academy, right? For when we launch next month. And I was just breaking it down and the core three things that we do. And the first one is helping people create a clear offer. The second one is helping them automate their sales and marketing. And the third one is helping them scale and serve their clients. And it doesn't need to be more difficult than that. You don't need to have a complicated funnel with tons of tripwires and all these crazy things. All you really need is to be able to have an outcome that people want. And then you need to be able to know how to enroll people into the outcome through having clear marketing. And I'm just sick and tired of people struggling because they think that everything needs to be complicated and they think that it's unachievable for them. The reason why Julia couldn't see that she could do it sooner than 10 months is because her version of normal is so distant than what's actually possible for her. So Julia, you're gonna kill it. Anyone listening to this right now, increase what's normal for you. Make your normal higher than what it is now and just get used to it, even if it's in your head to begin with. I don't believe in the whole, what's that saying? Or they say it's like, my mind's gone blank, but it's basically the saying where you start talking about how like you have to fake it till you make it. I don't believe in that. Just increase your standards for what's normal and then you are going to be successful. So that's what I wanted to get at on today's episode of Impact School. Please share this with somebody. I think this is a pretty insightful way of thinking. Remember to think about your thinking. And again, you don't need more information. You don't need more podcasts. You don't need more, you don't need more content. You need more implementation, right? So actually go ahead and do something about it to get yourself out of your current reality and closer to where you actually want to be. Okay. You need to set your thermostat higher. So then it will pull you up. And that is what I'm encouraging you to do. So thank you so much for tuning in and I'll see you in the next episode. This was totally unscripted. So I'm hoping that my thoughts came out clearly. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.